Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. And we're very, very honored, as we are every Wednesday, to have with us a man of men, a true American spirit, not only in words, but in deeds and knowledge, someone who knows the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the rights that we've lost, and the Constitution that we've lost, and how he's trying to do everything to bring it back. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, thanks for being here today.
Pleasure to be with you, my dear friend, and an early Buona Pasqua.
Yeah, Buona Pasqua. And it's Easter time coming. It is this Sunday, and you have an article here too about, you know, some about what Easter and what it represents. And the major part of this article that's coming out tomorrow, it's really important. When American colonists were oppressed by British governance, the word most frequently uttered in pamphlets, editorials, and sermons was not safety or taxes. It was freedom. Yep. It was freedom. Something that doesn't exist anymore. I'll tell you what to do. I'm the governor of California. You get into your home. I'm the governor of New York. Close down your business. I'm the governor of Michigan. Close down your schools. I'll tell you what to do. And listen to me. If you don't get the jab, you got no job. I am the president of the United States. If you work for the federal government and you don't get a jab, you don't have a job. Freedom?
Well, the government doesn't take freedom seriously. Occasionally, judges do the right thing. The parody that you just did was mimicking not Trump, but Biden, who signed an executive order saying that all entities that employ more than 100 people had to require those human beings to be jabbed. Now, where did they come up with that number? If people being together means sickness, why did they draw the line between 99 and 100? But that's where they drew it. And the Supreme Court said, can't do it. So it was invalidated. Now, not all courts have done that. And the Supreme Court doesn't, as you know, always do the right thing. But in that instance, they basically said only Congress could enact such a statute. I would argue that even Congress can't enact such a statute because you own your own body. You decide what goes in your body. The Congress doesn't decide and the president doesn't decide. But to your point, freedom is not taken seriously anymore.
No.
To your point, the pursuit of happiness is not taken seriously anymore. What is taken seriously is the authority of the government to tell us how to live, whether the government is regulating banks, causing inflation, fighting wars that are undeclared. That is taken seriously. But individual human personal choice, no longer taken seriously. And unlike the Canadian truckers who resisted, some went to jail, some lost their jobs, but they resisted. The American public behaved as sheep.
Yep.
Last Easter and the Easter before.
Oh, yeah. Remember that if your mother was dying, it wouldn't allow you to go into the hospital to see her. Remember those
Correct.
Things?
Correct. One yeah. of my closest friends to this day weeps, a grown, mature, educated adult, at the fact that he was not permitted to say goodbye to his father. Because the father was in a hospital at the height of COVID and they wouldn't let him in.
He walked
into the hospital. He came out in a morgue gurney 5 days later, having said goodbye to none of his children and grandchildren, all of whom were made to wait outside the hospital. This is what the government did to us.
Yeah. This is America. This is the country that goes overseas to bring freedom and democracy to other countries, right?
Right.
That's that's the bullshit line that they keep putting out there.
Freedom and democracy at the point of a gun, George W. Bush. All that does is breed violence and bloodshed and hatred. It doesn't export democracy. Democracy comes from the heart. There are cultures in this world that reject democracy, whether it's thrust down their throats or whether they could choose it naturally. What business is it of the federal government of the United States? What form of government other countries have?
Again, what form of government that other countries have? Do you know about this one? This is from AFP, Agency France Presse. So it's not like a made up thing. Again, bringing freedom and democracy. A woman in northern France is being put on trial on charges of insulting President Emmanuel Macron after describing him as filth in a Facebook post. The woman risks a fine of 12,000 euros. She was arrested Friday and held in custody. The complaint focused on a post on a Facebook page on March 21st, the day before Macron gave a lunchtime interview on TF1 TV. Quote, she wrote, "This piece of filth is going to address you at 1 p.m. It's always on television that we see this filth," she wrote. For that, she was arrested.
Wow.
And being fined. I call him a little lousy son of a bitch, an arrogant little boy who thinks who the hell he was, a little Rothschild clown, a little nothing of nothing. Oh, they would kill me for saying that if they're putting her in jail for calling her filth, calling him filth.
This is what has become of the Western world. A lady silently stood outside of a abortion clinic in London saying the Hail Mary to herself. Police said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm saying the Hail Mary." It's a crime to pray outside of an abortion clinic. They locked her up. They eventually dropped the charges because of the international outrage. But that shows you the mentality of governments in the West, in the West, in supposedly Judeo-Christian liberal, lowercase L, countries.
Yeah, and this your article, you talk about what the colonists fought about.
Freedom.
And you mentioned the word happiness. If you read George Washington's farewell address, he mentions happiness in it a number of times. You never hear that word being spoken anymore. It's a dirty word. And again, we talked about the stupidity of not letting you see your dying parents or the other moronic things. Remember you had to stand 6 feet apart because the wind blows exactly in straight lines and 6 feet? Remember when you got in an airplane? You could eat and drink without your mask on, people all around you, but you got to put it back on when you stop eating and drinking because the COVID knows when you're eating and drinking and it won't bother you.
Right.
And when you walk in a restaurant, you got to wear that mask. But when you sit down, it's fine. You can take it off and eat because COVID doesn't go at table length or table height. This really is the kind of stupidity that is running us. And you said what the American people are. Dick, I don't know the words that you said, but I see it as a cowardly country where the people aren't standing up and fighting for their freedom, their life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Two comments to buttress what you just said about the COVID knowing to stop at the table height and to stop when you're eating. Remember what they all called this? Follow the science. As if that were scientific. What we were following were the dictators.
Yep.
And secondly, people who mock the pursuit of happiness. What did Jefferson say were our natural rights? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is an unhappy country.
Yeah.
Dreary, dark, unhappy. The government is leading us to World War III. Government wants to take our guns. Government wants to regulate the banks into inflation. These are very, very dark and unhappy times. The public needs to react to it at the voting booth, or we need a soft, nonviolent revolution, a revolution in the hearts of men and women. That the two-party system has not served us well. It has sapped our liberty, sapped our strength, and destroyed our prosperity.
What's there? A revolution, how'd you say it, in the hearts and
a revolution in the hearts and minds of men, yep. which will recognize that the two men and women, which will recognize that the two-party system has not preserved liberty. It has destroyed our liberty. It has sapped our prosperity. It has put gray clouds over our happiness instead of the sunshine we once knew. Ronald Reagan said America should be like a city on the hill where the sun shines. All right, we all have dark days. We all have things in our lives that don't go well.
Oh yeah,
but we haven't had a good day in this country in years.
We're going to take a break now. We've got a lot more going on, and this is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind and it can change how you look at the world.
Over the last 30 years, Joe Salante has been more accurate about predicting what would be happening than anyone else I'm aware of.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out, it's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Salente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com. It's so sad. You know, I brought my sister out of a nursing home. She's been in one for like 15 years. And I sit her outside in front of my building now, and she's in a wheelchair and she's out of it. And remember, she hasn't seen people on the street walking up and down for like 15 years.
Wow.
And now I sit out there with her and she watches people go by and she goes, whoop. When she looks at what they look like, how they're dressed.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like taking somebody from the past and putting them here and seeing what's going on. She can't believe what the people look like. Wow. It's one after another.
Well, what you've done for her probably will extend her life and give her some snippets of joy. And
oh, she's a totally different person. She was dead when I brought her up here. I brought her up here in December. And now she's painting. You know, she talks sentences now where she couldn't speak two words. But I'm saying she's freaked out when she's watching the people walk up and down the street, what they look like. Oh, you like that pink hair? You know, and you know, I don't have to tell you about 42% of Americans are obese, 70% are overweight. And the way the guys dress, the women dress, and then you go back to our parents' generation and you see the way they used to dress and the way they used to act. You know, and they're ripping up the streets over here to put new gas pipelines in. And the women are working there, too. And they got the hats on and the helmets and the vests and everything. And I said to myself, I could never imagine my mother or my grandmother doing this kind of work outside.
You know what I love to see is photographs of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and the crowd in Yankee Stadium. Coats, ties, men's hats, out in public, dressed to kill.
Yep.
Stadium. It was a major gathering point for humanity. You wouldn't dare show up in overalls or a flip-flop. Well, I don't think they had flip-flops in those days. Who knows?
But the women are wearing overalls now. That's their style.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what, did you just get off the job? And the people working on the job look like the same people going into the restaurant. Yeah. They don't care. There's no dignity. It's gone. This country's gone down so far. And again, I was looking at, you know, when the SVB bank, the Silicon Valley Bank, busted, I went back to 1933 when they had the bank holiday, and I watched the way looked at the photos. I was looking for photos and to the people that were in the bank trying to get their money. You should see the way they're dressed. Black and white, rich and poor, everybody dressed. Then you look at SVB, and it's a joke. You look at the people out there, what they look like. This country's gone down so low in front of our eyes. If we don't have a renaissance, it's finished, as I see it.
That's why I said earlier, a revolution in hearts and minds.
Yep.
A different way of thinking, a different respect for humanity, which we haven't had. This is not Trump's fault or Biden's fault. I think they've manifested it to a certain extent, but this has been going on probably since World War II, since the United States believed it was the king of the hill and it could, intrude into the internal affairs of any other country. And when the federal government began taking half of what we earn before it even comes into our bank accounts and distributing it as it sees fit. Murray Rothbard used to have this famous one-liner. You're sitting at home at night watching television. There's a knock on the door. You open the door. It's a guy with a gun. Says, give me your money. I want to give it away in your name. And you say, what the hell is this? I'm going to call the police. The guy goes, don't bother. We're from the government. That's what it. Taxes are. Give us your money or else, so that we can give it away in your name and we'll get the credit.
Well, look at the banks. We had to bail them out. $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute at Bard College, went to the banksters between 2007 and 2010. They're too big to fail. We're just pieces of crap. They steal all our money.
I remember being in a hallway at Fox right outside of the studio where Stuart Varney's show was, because I would be on for 10 minutes and off for half an hour and on for 10 minutes. I'd hang out in the hall, and there was a flat screen there, and it was showing the vote in the House of Representatives on TARP. Remember TARP?
Yep.
George Bush and Hank Paulson's genius way to save the banks. And when TARP failed in the House because of a bunch of libertarian free market devotees in the Republican Party, we all screamed for joy. Stuart came running out saying, is there a fire? No, there's no fire. TARP failed. We're ecstatic. Then, of course, they had a second. Bush twisted arms. They had a second vote, and then it passed.
Yeah.
That was part of the trillions that this Levy Institute just articulated. It was the earliest part. Trillions that were printed, borrowed, will be paid back by the great-grandchildren of the people that TARP supposedly saved.
You know, in going back to your article that'll be out tomorrow, and you write about Easter, and you also say, you know, when the government takes away freedom, whether by fiat or legislation, it steals a gift we receive from God. It violates the natural law of the Constitution and the Constitution, and it prevents us from seeking the truth. Freedom is the essence of humanity. No one can achieve happiness or truth without it. Government negates freedom. We know from events 2,000 years ago this week in a Roman Empire, police state of Judea, that freedom is also the essential means to unite with the truth. To Catholics, the incarnation and the manifestation of truth is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So now we're going into Easter, and this is the Trends Journal cover of the magazine by Anthony Frieda. He did this in 2012.
My God, I thought that was this week's, except for the font. I thought it was this week's.
Yep.
It's Jesus chasing out the moneylenders, the bankers. from the temple.
So he does that on Wednesday. On Friday, he's up on the cross.
Right.
3 days later, after driving the banksters out of the temple,
right,
nothing has changed.
Correct. Correct.
Because nothing. They persecute those of us also for coming out against them and fighting for our freedom. You are censored, you're blacklisted, and you might be killed if you cross the line. We need a revolution in this country, and the one that you said should be, again, is
a revolution in hearts and minds, and a revolution for freedom. It's going to come sooner or later. The people will just be fed up with the two-party system that does nothing but control government. It doesn't lessen government. It just controls it. Democratic version of control, Republican version of control.
No,
what we need is to lessen the effect and influence of government. As Barry Goldwater said, I don't mean to add legislation. I mean to subtract it. I mean to shrink the government down into its constitutional footprint.
Yep. And, you know, I was thinking, too, if what we should do is we should ban Congress. We got enough. We have enough laws. We don't need one more. We should ban all of the state senates, assemblies. We don't need these little clowns sucking off the public tit with our money, never working a day in their lives. Like, what is Biden sucking off it for 60 years? Why do we need a senators and congressmen? We don't need any more laws.
So Jefferson proposed that all laws automatically sunset after 20 years. And every law that is sunset would no longer exist. Congress would have to reenact it and the public would debate it. He also proposed the same thing with respect to the Constitution. Unfortunately, that is not the case. The prosecutors in the courts today enforce laws that are 200 years old. And once the government gives money away and a person's lifestyle becomes acclimated on that, the courts have said the government has to keep giving it away. I mean, this is just doomed to destroy us. Democracy, the God that failed, Hans Hermann Hoppe's famous book, argues that when the people recognize that they can use the levers of government legally to steal money from others and give it to themselves, that's what they'll do. And that's what they've done.
Yeah.
And that's where we are today.
And that's why we need Judge Andrew Napolitano as President of the United States, so you could bring back the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
There would need to be popular support for that. But thank you very much, Gerald. Very
There would be popular support. You know, we just have to make it happen. It's not going to happen on its own.
You're right.
You know, we have to make it happen.
You're right. I have Colonel Doug McGregor this afternoon at 4 o'clock on the latest in Ukraine. Bakhmut has fallen, major city that the Russians and Ukrainians fought over for 2 months. The Russians have conquered it. European leaders are proposing a ceasefire. Guess who's opposed to the ceasefire?
Well, we know. We write it in the Trends Journal, Washington, D.C.
And therefore, there will be no ceasefire.
Nope.
Because where America wants war, there will be war.
You know, this is the end of the American. You wrote your article. You talk about the revolution and what caused it. We've become the country that our founding fathers fought against. We've become Great Britain.
Yes.
And just as Great Britain went down because the sun never set on the British Empire, and all they did was kill people and steal around the world, and it destroyed their country because they did it for so long. The same exact thing has happened to America. The business of America has been war, and it's bringing us down. We've become the country that our founding fathers hated and fought against.
Brilliantly put, Gerald, and absolutely true.
Yeah. So thanks for being on, Judge. And what we're going to be on, Douglas McGregor is going to be on.
Colonel McGregor on Judging Freedom, 4 o'clock Eastern today.
There it is.
There you go.
Judging Freedom.
Thank you, Gerald. Buona Pasqua. Happy Easter.
Buona Pasqua.